It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, Governor Rick Snyder and Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr both testified in the city's bankruptcy eligibility trial this week. What did you take away from their testimony?
Well, of course, they claim not to have known bankruptcy was inevitable, although that may be fairly hard to believe given what we know about the condition of the city and some revelations about what Jones Day, the law firm that Kevin Orr came from, was saying about the situation in Detroit as early as 2012. But probably the most politically potentially damaging thing for the governor was that he admitted that there was a way for the state to try to protect the pensions of the retirees in Detroit, the workers in Detroit, and they chose not to do that.
And meanwhile, next week, Detroit voters will go to the polls to vote for the city's next mayor. Considering where Detroit stands right now, what do you think the next mayor can really do for the city?
Well, it all depends on when the next mayor gets power to some extent. Now, Mike Duggan, the candidate most polls show is leading, says he didn't want an emergency manager, but he'll cooperate with Kevin Orr. And it's very clear that sort of the money people in the city and the leadership class would like Duggan to win, that they think there would be eventual transition toward Duggan and the new city council taking over probably about a year from now. Betty Napoleon has said that he doesn't recognize the emergency manager, thinks he's unconstitutional. But the idea, whoever is elected mayor eventually will resume the full powers of being mayor of Detroit and be saddled with the problems.
As we look to the future of Michigan cities, the Flint City Council approved its master plan this week. Flint City leaders and residents have spent the past 2 years developing a plan to fight blight and create opportunity for business investments. Flint hasn't made a plan like this in 50 years. How successful was the plan the last time?
Well, obviously, Flint is in worse shape now than it was 50 years ago, although I don't think you can blame the master plan for that. You can blame sort of the collapse and retrenchment of the auto industry. But the success to any master plan is money and people willing to come and invest in the city. And if this one does that, that'll be peachy keen. But Flint, like Detroit, has a lot of problems and a long, hard slog ahead of it.
And this plan is going to require millions of dollars. Where are they going to get that money from, Jack?
Well, if somebody could answer that question, they probably would be a hero. Again, there's a lot of wishful thinking. I mean, there are foundations, but millions of dollars may be too small. It may require billions of dollars, even for a city the size of Flint. Ideally, new businesses would move in and be inspired by the master plan, hire people, generate tax revenue. But this doesn't seem to be happening overnight, and it really, we have what we call a jobless recovery. The pace of job growth has been agonizingly small, and we just have to hope that the optimists are right and that something causes Flint and Detroit to have booms.
This week we learned that families who rely on food assistance will be getting less money for their SNAP benefits starting Friday. That's because extra federal stimulus money for the program has run out. In addition to that, we might be seeing more cuts for food assistance in the farm bill. How big of an impact could these changes be for people who rely on food assistance in the state?
Well, it'll be devastating, Emily, and this is about almost 2 million people in Michigan, 1.8 million last time I looked. The SNAP benefits are what we used to call food stamps, and indeed, those are going to be lessened, and it's not a question of if they're going to get less benefits when the farm bill is finally hashed out. It's how bad the cuts will be. Now, the Democrats, who control the House, have a bill that would cut $4 billion from the food stamp program, but the Republicans want to cut 10 times as much, essentially zeroing the program out. And there'll be a conference committee that will get together and try to haggle and negotiate something in between. But for people in need of food assistance, the first cuts you mentioned are already going to amount to $36 a month. This could be quite devastating to a lot of families.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.